Thank you very much, Madam Chair. At the outset, my delegation wishes to congratulate you on your appointment as Chair of Main Committee 2, and you can be assured of the full cooperation and support of my delegation. I also wish to reiterate the thanks to Ambassador Pechstein for his dedication and hard work in chairing the GGE on laws. Despite the challenges raised by the ongoing pandemic and the limited amount of time at the disposal of the GGE, important progress has been made in the understanding of the complex issues surrounding laws. Sweden very much regrets that the GGE was not able to agree on a substantive report, including on consensus recommendations. And as stated yesterday, we do not believe that the outcome of the third session of the GGE is representative of the work done over the past years. Ambassador Pechstein's efforts have enabled the group to focus its discussions and center them around a series of concrete elements. We therefore welcome his summary as a useful starting point for further discussions and achieving concrete results. And we also take this opportunity to welcome all the previous work done by the GGE, including all of its recommendations and conclusions, not least the 11 guiding principles. Madam Chair, I might be repeating myself, but still, Sweden believes that the CCW remains the appropriate forum for dealing with issues related to laws. And we are convinced that it is only through an open and inclusive process with the participation of all relevant parties, including experts, civil society, academia, industry, as well as those high contracting parties who possess the most advanced technological capabilities, that we may yield durable and effective results. And as was stated in the general debate yesterday, Sweden considers international law, and in particular IHL, to apply to the use of all weapons, including laws. Furthermore, humans must at all times be responsible for decisions on the application of force, as accountability cannot be transferred to machines. Meaningful human control, the type and degree of which must be determined on a case-by-case basis, taking into consideration a range of factors, must be retained. And complex systems such as laws need to be accompanied by rigorous handling regulations, and military decision makers and operators need to have the necessary abilities, skills, and training to use them in accordance with international law. Additionally, risk assessment and corresponding mitigation measures need to be part of the development, procurement, maintenance, and use of all advanced weapon systems. And due regard should be given to how to mitigate possible biases and differentiated impacts, including on gender and ethnicity, that may result from the use of laws. Sweden would also like to underline the fundamental importance that states conduct legal reviews of weapons, means, and methods of warfare in order to ensure that the employment is consistent with international law. And Madam Chair, in conclusion, in light of the above, we believe that the high contracting parties should be able to agree on a mandate that allows for the GGE to continue its important work on the topic of weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of laws. Thank you.